After a 5-month delay, while the coronavirus pandemic turned the world upside down, Disney's Mulan comes out tomorrow.
Yes, I will bring honor to us all.
It's based off the 1998 animated movie of the same title, and it tells the story of a young woman, played by Liu Yifei, who dresses as a man and takes her father's place in the Chinese Imperial Army. The new Mulan is a live action film. No songs, no cartoon dragon. Instead, we get epic scenes of close combat. And that is where actor Donnie Yen comes in.
I'm your commanding officer. Fighting will not be tolerated, am I clear?
Yes, Commander.
With your voice, soldier.
Yes, Commander.
He plays Commander Tung, Mulan's leader and mentor in the army. Yen is an international action star, best known for his martial arts skills. And when we talked, I asked him if he had ever seen the animated movie.
Probably over 100 times.
Wait, because you were preparing for the movie or because your kids made you see it a hundred times?
No, my daughter is 16 years old. Uh-huh. So when she was a baby, the best thing that a child can watch are all the Disney animation. One of her favorite, obviously, was Mulan. And I watched it with her and we sang all the songs together. So when I was asked to be part of this, when I told my daughter and she was really excited, the first thing that she asked was, Baba, which song are you going to sing? Let's get down to business. Yeah, unfortunately, this is a different version of it. That was one of the main reason why I decided to just drop everything and participate in this film.
You said Mulan was her favorite Disney movie. So I'm wondering, what was it about Mulan that she loved so much?
It's a Chinese character. I think that has a lot to do with it. And she also a female hero, which in today's world, we cannot neglect what women should be entitled to.
You know, you are today one of Asia's leading martial arts superstars. But I want to ask about your early days, because I know that your mom is also very accomplished in martial arts. Was she the one who originally drew you into Kung Fu?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Back in mid-70s, she opened her very first martial arts school in Boston. And you got to imagine, as a female, especially back in the 70s, you know, martial arts is not a very feminine
right
culture.
But there she was.
It's quite macho.
Opening her own school.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She had the very courage and vision of wanting to make that change. So she was very well a Mulan herself. So I started learning martial arts from her.
Was she a very strict teacher to you?
She was very strict.
Yeah.
She used to drag me out of bed every morning before school, like 5:30, 6 o'clock. And
oh my God.
Had my basic training. In the beginning, I didn't understand until I built a certain foundation and became pretty good at it. And later I started to realize what she gave me, what she taught me was so special.
Yeah.
You know, without her, I wouldn't got into this business and I wouldn't be who I am today.
Well, I love that you were raised by a woman who was so gifted at martial arts, because, you know, when I was growing up in the U.S. as a Chinese girl, I felt like I saw way more women who were action heroes in Hong Kong martial arts movies than I ever did in American movies. So, I mean, why do you think that was? Why do you think martial arts films very early on elevated women?
Well, you know, I think even though most people, especially non-Chinese, mm-hmm. they would think Chinese is very traditional, but actually we might comes off as very, you know, woman gonna cook at home, mm-hmm. but deep inside, we always believe in equality. I mean, you look at, aside from Mulan, there's many empress in China.
Yes.
So for the longest time in Chinese history, woman plays a big part of enriching the Chinese culture.
You know, Kung Fu has become such a large part of how the West sees Asian actors today. I mean, out here, there have been all kinds of stereotypes of Asian people on film. Like Asian women have been these dragon ladies or these very quiet, submissive types, right? Asian men are these Kung Fu masters.
Yes,
and I'm wondering, When you, Donnie, when you take on a role today that's going to have international appeal, like you played a warrior monk in a Star Wars movie, you play Commander Tung in Mulan, do you ever worry that non-Asian audiences will see stereotypes in those kinds of roles?
You know, I've been worried about that all my life.
Yeah.
As a actor, I've been in the business for so long and I've seen the changes, but it has not reached to equality for Asian actor. I mean, yes, it's gotten better, but like you said, the roles that is being offered to Asian actors are very limited. Rogue One, when it was given to me, it was a very stereotype martial arts monk.
The Force is with me, and I am with the Force. And I fear nothing for all this, as the Force wills it.
It took a lot of persuading that I would like that role to be a bit more human, grounded. So I added humor to the role.
Are you kidding me? I'm blind.
All throughout all my films, as an artist, I try to serve the role's purpose from a creative and artistic level. But at the same time, a lot is also a cultural responsibility as an Asian man that I want to represent what we are about.
Yeah. Finally, I want to ask you, you know, late last year, you confirmed that Ip Man 4 will be your final Kung Fu movie. You said, as an actor, you must keep going forward. This is something that I must do in life. I must keep exploring to grow. So what roles do you still hope to do now? I mean, now that you're closing this chapter in your life.
Yes. Let me just share my philosophy. A good Kung Fu movies always shows that Kung Fu actors possesses great Kung Fu skill. For me, Kung Fu movies, I have to kind of hang my gloves because I believe Ip Man, the four Ip Man series that I've done, represents Kung Fu movies. For me, I don't see how I can elevate the last episodes. So I don't want to do any more those kind of Kung Fu movies. But action movies, I still have a lot of passion for it. Contemporary action. I have a few projects that I'm working on right now that I will be focusing and dedicating my creative process. And hopefully you guys can see it soon.
Donnie Yen stars in the new movie Mulan. It's coming to Disney Plus tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can I ask you a favor? Can you sing something from the animated version of Mulan for me?
Oh my God. Look at me. Three words.
Beautiful.
For a perfect daughter, can it be? I'm not meant to play this part.